Thank you for holding. Is this Dave?
Yes.
Hey, Dave. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Been a busy morning already, so good problem to have, I guess.
Busy's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to keep it that way. My mind wanders in the crazy.
It makes
way.
The day go by quicker.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Life's going to go by too fast on me.
That is true. It is already April.
Yeah. Talk about the year. I'm talking 35 years gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just wake up like, what, already?
Say, Jesus Christ, I'm already old.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, either. What is this? I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I know how it works.
Okay. All right, let me see what we can do. The major benefit to you is these Google Places placements. You know, there's only three guys that show there next to the map at a time. And we have one spot open. So last time I think we had a spot for Mesa and surrounding areas. Let me see what it says here. It's 11 months ago. So it looks like it was last May. May 29th.
I'd gotten a call from you guys probably 2 months ago.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's probably about 2 months ago. And, I got a hold of Angie's, and, yeah, it was like $900 to cancel my contract with them.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
That can't be right. Just to leave? Like, why do you have to pay to leave somebody? It's not a divorce.
Signed a contract for a 12-month contract.
No way. Okay, yeah. See something here. Giselle contacted you. Oh, and Dan Nelson. Okay. I see this. For remodeling. Okay, this was for... Okay, we had S&M, windows and doors is non-responsive. Okay, but they ended up still coming back. Okay, so I see what happened there. So there was a company that we were working with for 9 months, but payment didn't go through, and then they were unresponsive, so they started reaching out to people, but it looks like they were...
Then they came back.
Yeah, they came back and renewed it, and then I think we have the same issue going on again right now, but once we fill it with somebody else, they lose the spot, you know. You got to kind of stay on top of things. Okay. Let me see what Dan quoted you then, because I'll be able to just honor the old rate, and I think it'll probably be cheaper that way. Okay. He had offered you our platinum package for $299 month to month. Here, let me show you this. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good you left Home Advisor by Angie's, because what they do is they basically put themselves on.
I haven't left yet. I was like, after that $900, I was like,
You didn't pay them that $900.
No, not yet, but I think I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and
do it so I can get out of it. No, you don't. Here, I got you. Hold on. I'll send you this to you. Home Advisor. FTC versus Home Advisor by Angie's. Refunds. Here it is. Yeah, this has been going on since.
Yeah, like I said, I contacted them after Dan contacted me with you guys.
Oh, okay.
And that's when they told me it would be $900 to cancel. So I was like, okay, let me see if I pretty much signed on just so I, because seeing them non-licensed, they can only list me as hanging TVs and pressure washing.
Yeah.
And that's really not what I do.
So they don't even have you in the right category?
Right, but I was just hoping if I could get into install a TV, I could at least get my foot in someone's door and possibly get into a remodeling project with them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I just haven't been able to get my foot in someone's door.
Yeah. Well, the problem with those guys is they get their leads from Google. They'll sell the one lead to like six guys. So you're competing with a bunch of other people, and then they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. It's just not practical. Most people that are on that service are just paying a lead fee for nothing half the time, you know. Don't get me wrong. Some people make it work, but it's usually guys that are willing to work for crumbs, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not, I don't, yeah. Like, I was told from one person that, they said, oh, well, we pay our contractors here $26 an hour. I'm like, well, I don't get off the couch for $26 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like quality over quantity. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to compete. You got these guys just cross the border and then you're...
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? They're like, whatever, $26, we used to make that a month.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
give you a 12-pack of Bud Light and you'll be happy.
Yeah, that'd be stoked. Some Modelo's. Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go. Just keep digging.
Yeah.
Keep the beer cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a rough one. I sent you this article, though, the Federal Trade Commission, and you can report them. They've been issuing refunds to business owners. So not only would you not have to pay the cancellation fee, but, you know, these guys are getting their money back from dead leads, wrong phone numbers, you know. It's
really?
I should have just sent you this whole page, like this whole search page, because if you just Google FTC versus HomeAdvisor, there's just articles and articles.
Because I heard there was a lawsuit with them.
Yeah. But that's the thing. So that 900, what they're doing is making you feel like you're cornered. But if you went to your bank and said, hey, stop all transactions from this company, that card they try to run ain't going to go through, right? And then they're going to sit there and they're going to call you. And they're going to go, oh, you owe us money, da, da, da. And then you go, oh, well, I reported you to the FTC because all the crap that you sent me was bogus. And I feel like you're a detriment to my company. And you negatively affected my business by me losing money. And then they start backpedaling. Because they've already gotten shut down before. They used to be called Service Magic back in the day, about 12 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and then they shut down, and then they rebranded in 2014 after they got shut down as HomeAdvisor. And then Angie's List was going bankrupt, and these guys were making a bunch of money selling the same lead to 20 guys at a time. And so they went and bought Angie's List and turned it into HomeAdvisor by Angie, or Angie's Leads. And so... they're doing their selling the leads thing on all of those platforms under the same parent company. And people think they're different. Yeah. It's a scam. That's kind of what it is, you know. But they do pay Google about $8 million a month, so I'm not supposed to say that.
Say what?
Exactly. I like your style. But, so they spend a lot of money, and then they get those leads and they resell them. So I know that some of the leads were leads at some point, but they kind of make it very difficult for you guys if it goes to six other people and they're charging a lead fee for each one. It's like if you don't get a hold of them first, then you basically just paid money. It's like buying scratchers at a gas station or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, pay the money and see what happens. It's like no way to run a business.
Uh-huh.
You don't gamble.
So what you're not telling me is don't go to the bank and cancel that payment? That's what you're not telling me?
It's exactly what I didn't say.
Okay. Is there any way you can give me a call tomorrow after I take care of this issue?
Well, the way it works with these listings, we only call out once we have the opening. So, you know,
we
have an issue with somebody's payment. Like, that's what happened on the on February 14th. And then it looks like before that it was pretty consistent from May of last year. So, I mean, if it's available, they'll definitely call you, one of our reps. I mean, that's what they do. When a spot opens up, Google just issues the list of companies in the area that provide the services that we're looking to fill, and then the reps just call out until it fills. So you were already thinking of paying the $900 and biting the bullet. And then you find out you don't have to pay the $900, or you might may not have to. 100% you won't, but I'm going to say may not have to. And then you're going, ah, let me hold off on this. You know, the Google Places placement will replace it alone, but that's not all we do for you. If you look at that Platinum package, we're basically building your business online from the ground up. So, like, we're building your website. You have your own Facebook business page with Facebook ads. You're on Yelp. You're on Yellow Pages. You're on Thumbtack. You're on Bing.
Well, I just had a website built.
Perfect. Then you're going to need this in order for that website to be seen by people. How else are they going to see it? You going to put it on a business card and hand it to them?
Right.
pull up your phone. Let me show you this website. At that point, it's pointless. You're already in front of them, you know? Website's designed to get you in the door. But that's good that you're doing that, you know? The point I was trying to make is our services are month to month, so you don't have to sign a contract like you did with HomeAdvisor by Angie's. It's $299. It's normally $599, but they gave you a discounted rate. I'm going to honor that. And you can cancel at any time if you're unhappy. We don't delete any of the stuff we create for you. So you'll still have your Google business profile and a place for people to look you up, see your reviews, see you're a real company. You have all those credibility factors if you cancel. I don't think you'll cancel, but I'm just saying, worst case scenario, you still would win the way we have you set up. We would actually lose money if you left after a month. But, you know, you got a team of guys back here that's going to try to make it work so that way you keep coming back each month, you know. Make it work to the best of its ability.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's month to month. It's not a, there's no contract or nothing. It's just.
Exactly. Yep. And we send everything in writing too. So it's all month to month. You're not binded to a contract. That way we know everybody that's up there is coming back on their own each month. We're not requiring them to sign up with us or stay with us. They're up there because they want to be there.
Alrighty. Yeah, we'll give it that for a month and see how it goes.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And if you're not already set on canceling HomeAdvisor, when you see the results from this, like what you're spending and what you're making, I'm sure you'll be off board with them sooner than later.
Oh, no, I'm set on canceling them. I just got to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll swing over to the bank.
I'll give you my direct number and extension here. And then,
okay.
And, yeah, on the side, I'll kind of help you get through that. But if you do it that way, I'm telling you, it's golden. I can't tell you how many guys I've had make that switch.
Okay. Yeah, I'll swing over to the bank today and get that payment stopped.
Yeah, just got to tell them. Might have to wait in the line, but, you know, it's Wednesday, so maybe it'll be short line.
Right, yeah, so definitely.
All right, Dave, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. This is what your customers are going to see when they look up your services, okay? On that first page, you can only have one number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this is the only number I have.
Okay.
I mean, I could change it later, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just texted you my number. We also have 24/7 customer service and an app that you could download. Anytime you want to make a change, just let us know. We'll get in there and modify
Okay.
And then save. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I could hide it if you do business from home, but what's the street address that I could send that to?
It is 5428 East Dragoon, Dragoon Avenue.
Okay. All right. Mesa, Arizona, 85206?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I found it. And you want this hidden or displayed?
Do you have the address hidden on Google for the business? No. It could be shown.
Okay. You guys are pro Second Amendment.
Oh,
you got
that's what I just asked.
Coming to your house?
Oh no, she said to hide it.
Yeah. You hear what I said? I was like, you guys pro Second Amendment? You're not worried about anybody pulling up?
No, we're definitely pro Second Amendment.
Me too. I'm like, that's the only time you should leave your address online is if you're ready for it. All right. Is Dave short for David?
Yes.
All right. What's your last name?
Wallin, W-A-L-L-I-N.
Okay. Just like the business name. And then what's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
It is azwallin, C-O-N, S-T, at google.com.
At Gmail. I got you.
Or Gmail, sorry.
No worries. Let me just make sure it comes back valid. A good way for me to check that it's valid is to set your client interview appointment, and then it'll tell me if it's an active account. So usually we do these client interviews same day or following day, and that's where they go over like all your keywords, the area that we're going to target, and just customizing your campaign for you. That way we're bringing the right clients, right? Not like home advisors and TV wall mounting. usually it's a 30 to 45 minute call, but we ask for an hour just in case it goes over or you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for you?
Later in the day as possible.
Okay. I think you guys are, what, an hour ahead of us? Are you still on Pacific Standard? Are you on Mountain?
It is
7:37.
What time is it right now? 7:30.
Yeah, you guys are on the same time zone as us, California here. All right, so let me update. Save. All right, the latest I could do is 3 to 4.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a 7 to 4 guy myself. But we do have 24-7 customer service.
Hopefully I'll have this job wrapped up before then today.
Okay. What are you working on right now?
I gotta paint some soffits, build a gate, a little bit of drywall repair, and that should cover this little job today.
I'm not too fond of the drywall stuff, but the painting and gate work sounds nice.
the painting is not my favorite thing to do, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I can reach everything with my stilts, so we're good.
There you go. Stilts. You get on stilts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's much quicker than a ladder.
Yeah.
Moving a ladder all around.
That's scary. You ever fall down?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
But yeah. I gotta go knock on some wood here.
Be careful. All right. So it looks like the email... something going on here. azwallin, C-O-N-S-T, .22@gmail.com?
Yes. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I just got... Let's see.
Oh, that is. That's it.
Okay. That did go through?
Yeah, it turned green on me, so that's good.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, that's just the invitation to the appointment. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay. I was seeing 7 to 8 everywhere. So I'll go 9 to 5.
Oh.
Yeah. I was seeing 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. That's why I asked. I mean, technically,
no.
Just for phone calls, those hours might be better. I mean, you could always hash it out with the people once you got them on the line.
That's true. Yeah. Let's leave it at that then.
7 to 8. Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you could accept cash, check, and card from customers?
Not car. I can't accept card yet.
Okay.
Cash, check, and Zelle.
Okay. Zelle. I like Zelle. I just paid one of my buddies on Friday through Zelle. He covered the tea time.
It's so nice.
Yeah, I never use it, you know. Usually I try to keep money coming in, not going out. I already got two little guys and a wife that tend to keep it going out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I went and had a good day on Friday. Played some golf with a buddy, and he covered it. So I was like, how am I going
nice.
To pay you? Yeah, he's like, I got Zelle. I'm like, okay, let me see if I know how to use it.
Yeah. we're doing top golf this weekend, but
nice.
I can't do real golf.
Yeah, it's okay. Top golf, they got that automatic reload, you know. You don't gotta bend over.
Uh-huh.
take forever. You just work on your swing.
Go play some Angry Bird and yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah, my boys love Top Golf. They're a little crazy though. I had my oldest threw the club over into the net. And you do that again, we got to tell you guys to leave. I'm like, all right, whatever. Haven't been back since.
You put some scraps on these clubs.
Yeah, that actually be. You might be onto something there. I think grown men would use that one.
Right?
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to find your website here. I don't see it anywhere. Is it just under agwallenconstruction.com?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just type it in the old-fashioned way. I was still trying to look up your phone number and see if it would just pull up that way. Okay, I got it. You got two hammers and a gear as your logo?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I like it. It's a good site.
Yeah, like I said, he just got it done last week, so I got to get rid of there's only like two pictures on there that are actually mine.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I was going to say, but I didn't want to say, but I was like, oh, it's a little generic, you know, but, you know, the good thing is like when you get down into the remodeling section, he did put some more pictures in there. There's about six of them now.
There's a picture of a patio.
Yeah, I can see which ones are yours.
That I did, and then there was,
like, what
yeah, and then the one with generic? The one with the wall, that was a before picture. I got rid of that wall that's in the middle of that opening.
Yeah. No, that's nice backyard. I like that.
So I got to figure out how to do, like, before and after. Like, to put a before and after in one picture, you know what I mean? Like
a
collage, I guess.
You know, it's really common. My guys always tell me, I forgot to take the before pictures. They always
tell me. Oh, yeah.
So they just send us a bunch of after shots. And I'm like, it would be nice to see what you did, you know?
You get in there and you just
forget.
Just start demoing stuff and then shit, I forgot to take some pictures.
Yeah, they're all worried about bringing everything in to start knocking stuff down. They forget to snap a photo. It's really common.
Yeah.
I literally run into that like every day. He's like, I forget to take the before. I'm like, God, come on, guys.
Yep, put the headphones on, get some Five Finger Death Punch going, and just start ripping shit out.
That's how I spent my youth. My dad used to do demo and junk removal, and he had some bins and stuff. So anytime I wasn't in school, or sometimes I would take days off and just go work with him, but he'd pay me. So it was fun.
Yeah, my son thought demo was the coolest thing ever until he started doing it. The breaking the stuff is cool, but now you got to pick all this stuff up.
Yeah, fiberglass.
And carry it outside.
Once I started getting the itchy skin from fiberglass, I was like, Dad, I don't want to do this anymore. I took three showers and I'm still itchy.
It takes a while to build up your tolerance for insulation.
Oh yeah, he's just he's an animal. I'm surprised he's still alive at this point, all the mess he used to get into.
Oh yeah, I'm right there with him.
Yeah, he's 65 and still likes to work. I'm like, Jesus, sit down. He says, if I stop moving, I'm going to stop moving.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, just to keep it going. All right, so yep. I got your whole account set up here, and I got that client interview scheduled between 3 and 4. So now's the hard part.
Okay.
How do you want to secure your first month's payment?
Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name?
Or yeah. My name.
Okay. It doesn't say AZ Wall and Construction LLC on it.
No, it does not.
Okay. I'll add it to the end.
Would you rather it?
Because
I can get the other card.
I mean, either way is fine. I just want to make sure the invoice says that it's a business expense, so you could still write it off, you know?
Because the wife said I need to start using this other
card
anyways.
Listen to her. Make her happy
in
the process.
Where's that, baby?
Happy wife, happy life.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I know. Mine finds a way to be angry all the time. It's kind of insane.
Yep.
Yeah. She goes, can you get me this for dinner? And I go run out and I get it. And then, oh, they didn't bring the sauce. And I was like, you mean thank you, right? Jesus.
Is it Home Depot card? Nice. Oh. Because I'm pretty sure it's not. Oh, there it is. There we go. Okay. Here's the business card.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay. It is 478-219-637-471810.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is 0127.
127, and then three-digit code on the back.
452.
452, all right. And we have an app. I highly recommend that you download the app. It's going to make your life a lot easier. Or if the mystery wants to be able to track what we're doing for you. It's a good little
tool.
But it's a good spot to like request reviews when you guys are wrapping up jobs. You can just send them a little message, and it'll have like the link to your Google business profile. They can put the star rate in there and just write the review for you.
So just go to the Play Store, put in local Flash, and download the app.
Yeah, it'll be an orange and blue LS on there with a little splash behind it. And then that'll take you into the system. And then when I process this payment, it's going to send you your username and password. It's a temporary one. So once you log in there, it'll ask you to change it to what you prefer. But it'll be like your phone number to start out with. And here, I'll give it to you right now. Hold on one second. Let me process it. It's easier to show than tell. Oh, actually, before I process it, so there's a voice verification. Let me walk you through this real quick. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The whole call has been recorded by Google for quality assurance just to outline the agreement with our company and as added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state your business name as you would like it to appear?
AZ Wall and Construction.
LLC, right? I have the LLC.
Yes, LLC.
Okay.
Yep.
And then can you please state your name and title with the company?
David Wallen, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of AZ Wallen Construction LLC today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Or Dave, sorry. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers? Within a reasonable period of time. So it's 24 to 48 hours. All right. And then, all right. And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. So I already know about the Home Advisor guys, and I already told you I'll help you with that. But moving forward, before you add anything, just double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. But if you look at the service agreement and everything we're doing for you, you really shouldn't need anything else. I mean, even if you have a fallout with your website guy, we'll be able to help you with that. No extra charge.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah, I'll head over to the bank today and get that stopped.
Yeah. And I sent you that link, too. I mean, there's so many different articles, too. I know if you and your missus kind of want to sit down and thread through it, or don't, either way. But, you know, there's just no way you won't get reimbursed from those guys, even if you call them first. But I wouldn't say just stop it. I would say still try to pursue and maybe get stuff back for money you spent that didn't actually help the business move forward, you know?
Okay.
But that's just me. That's just me. You know, I don't know if you just want to, if you're okay with just stopping it and getting them out of your hair, then I understand that too. All right, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, because we're building a lot of your stuff from scratch, but it is month to month. You're not binded to a contract. That says your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today. It's April 9th, 2025, and the discounted price of $299 for the full Platinum Package bundle. I've waived all setup fees on this package as well. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 9th, but you'll keep the same rate. So it'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. And then you can continue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. All that we ask is if you decide to discontinue, just let us know before the 9th so we can stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So you should be getting those text messages now and emails, too. I mean, we send them to both.
Yeah, my ear's been buzzing a couple times.
Okay, sorry about that. So your username is in there. It's your phone number, and your password is FunFriends until you change it. And then there is an outline of the agreement in one of them. It says, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So that'll have everything in writing in there. So all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation that we went over, it's all in writing right there in black and white for you to keep on file. And then you sign off on that when you get a chance. And then there's a little verification form. We'll walk you through the verification form. So right now your homework would just be to sign the subscription terms, download the app, and get familiar with logging into that app, and then look out for our phone call this afternoon. I got you locked in between 3 and 4.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I know you got some fences and some painting and some drywall to get to, but enjoy the rest of your day. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I recommend you save my number. It's in there. Just give me a shout if you need help.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Dave. You have a great day. We'll talk to you at 3.
All right. Sounds good. All right. All right, you too. Bye-bye.